Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of the Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be talking about the last 2 weeks of the show that we can remember that we watched. You know, it's just the way it goes sometimes. You guys want to call in and let us know what you think. Call us at 914-338-1239. You can call us in using Skype. And follow us daily at the blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can friend us on Facebook, and you can find that link on our show page here. And on the blog, it's Diva Days. And you can follow me on Twitter at Diva of Dole, D-O-O-L. And we have lots and lots of fun on Twitter. Especially, yeah, it was fun tonight. So we have Marianne here tonight.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Miss Anna.
Hello.
Hello. And I haven't hosted in like a month, so I'm trying to remember everything.
It's been that long.
It was,
okay.
It was nice while I had control of the red phone.
Jeez.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like that power.
Save Jack's talking about the hostile takeover we're planning in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't be
no.
That hostile. Like, okay, if you want it, go for it.
Oh, gosh.
We
so,
share.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there were some cool things that happened this week. I actually got a big kick out of the Carly stuff this week. With Jennifer gagging her with soap and slapping her silly.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fantastic.
Why didn't somebody do that a long time ago?
Yeah, just leave it in there for one.
She didn't even have to be on drugs. I would have been all for it.
Yeah.
She could be like, Carly, you've been swearing again? Open your mouth and putting soap in.
She had to wash her mouth out with soap a long time ago.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty good. And
I kind of wish Hope had found her. No, I was kidding.
Oh,
she wouldn't be
my
like,
gosh.
What did she say? I didn't catch that. What did Anna say?
I said I kind of wish that Hope had found her.
Oh, Hope. Okay. Yeah.
I'm twisted. Ooh. I know. Anyway.
Yeah, I kind of missed what happened after. I mean, I was surprised that Dave actually showed a bathroom.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time we saw a bathroom.
I think the last time we saw a bathroom was the same bathroom that I think that Nicole went in when she was pretend pregnant, and she got like the DNA sample of off the toothbrush or hairbrush.
They actually
go to
the bathroom on soaps, huh?
But, something like that. Or
Vivian
maybe
never did
good.
In the sarcophagus, you know, Vivian and Maggie.
True.
What the heck? They never did. They were in it for months and months.
One heck of a bladder infection there. Oof.
Really?
So what? I missed the part. What happened after Jennifer kind of sobered up, left her in bed? Did she leave and then Carly escaped? Is that what happened? Or...
Melody
came over and they got all upset, I think. She got all upset because she had to be alone. And she went into the bathroom and went out through the window.
Oh.
Yeah, because Melody had come over and you know, she was all upset. She says, oh, something about, oh, I hate the way you're all looking at me. I can't stand you looking at me like that.
Oh.
You know, and then she says, I have to be alone, you know, let me out of here. And she went in. They just thought she went into the bathroom. Then Melody went in to look for her, and then she went out the window or something.
Well, the thing is, she's still, I don't know. You know, she was still in that alley and in Quinn's bed and soaking wet clothes. Notice that. She didn't change her clothes after the shower that Jennifer gave her. But the,
no,
you
she
know,
still had that same dress still, on, right? Yeah.
No, it's the same dress. Yeah, it's the same black dress.
The same black dress.
And,
yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And who can argue with gratuitous shirtless scenes with Quinn? I mean, come on.
That was
oh,
awesome.
He could take that shirt off anytime.
Oh, that was awesome.
Maybe
another
that's why they're
going to
have him
I'm
come back.
Yeah, I can see why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, oh, wasn't it hilarious when Vivian walks into his room and he looks like
yeah.
She wants to
yeah.
She wants to be introduced to the girl in his bed. That's so funny. I'm so miss Vivian when she's gone.
An FBIL or some a future daughter-in-law or a material. I forget what she said. But something
oh,
about
no.
Future daughter-in-law material. She gave put it in initials or something, and he's there. What? She said future daughter-in-law material or something. Yeah.
So what's Quinn's
yeah.
plan for her? Because he's figuring out that she's obviously
he didn't know
Carly.
It was Carly.
Yeah,
yeah, he just found out that it is Carly that has, you know. Mm-hmm. No. I think Quinn's going to be this girl. He's not an altogether bad guy. You could tell he's
mm-hmm.
going to
yeah.
be.
Uh-huh.
They're going to, yeah. Yeah.
They're
he's kind of sympathetic with
him.
Chloe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He seems going to be sympathetic with Carly now, too.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe, did you dead sense any chemistry between two of them? That kind of did. With Quinn
and Carly?
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I was thinking.
Kinda, yeah.
This could work if she wasn't leaving. That they could work. I think maybe. Yeah.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Well, Parch just lost Marianne 7-4. Yep. Just updating the Pirate score. It's over.
What is it? Did they win?
No, lost 7-4.
No, they 7-4. Oh, my son was at that game. In Philadelphia. Who they were playing
mm-hmm.
because he wanted
yeah.
to see it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, they're still doing all right.
Yeah. Oh, I have to say, I got the biggest kick out of the Dr. Feelgood picture and caption of Carly that Vivian sent around. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Poor Gus felt slighted.
It's something a day fan would do. They would get the screen cap and write Dr. Feelgood on top
right.
of it. I just thought that was funny.
Maybe they got that idea on Sony or something. Well, Sony doesn't
yeah.
exist anymore, but I don't
know. Yeah. And she gave Quinn all the credit when Gus was the
one
who did it.
And Gus was
yeah, he's
furious.
He left.
Is Gus
yeah,
history
he left.
Now? Because I know they're bringing Ivan back. Mm-hmm. I know they're bringing Ivan back at some point, so maybe
yeah.
that's why. Maybe they got rid of the other guy.
We're
yeah, well, yeah, he
triangle
said he...
with Gus, Yvonne, and Vivian.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I think
yeah,
I
really.
Was insinuating Gus was gay. Wasn't she insinuating all the
really?
Time Gus was gay? Yeah.
What,
no,
was she?
I
don't know. I never
thought
caught
he was,
that.
I always thought he had a weird, like a weird sort of twisted crush on her.
On her? Just like
uh-huh.
Yvonne did.
He
yeah.
get,
uh-huh.
He'd get jealous. He would get jealous and stuff. He was even mm-hmm. jealous of her son.
Yeah, but I thought it's because, you know, Gus is doing all the
oh,
stuff
for her.
Oh, I don't
know.
And,
I didn't really catch Quinn, that. I didn't really catch that.
I thought I caught a few times. She was insinuating he was gay. So,
possible.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was funny. And it got and then Bill and Homer are now on the case, so you know they're not going to find Carly. Usually, if someone's missed, the person who finds them is Rafe.
Yeah, so.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
Rafe.
Zero. Either
one, either Rafe. Him and Sammy hadn't been on the last few days. It was like heaven. Like, oh, it was
yeah.
quiet.
It was a nice
no
break.
No ranting from Sammy. No. It was good.
So my son's didn't like, well, where's EJ? And I'm like, EJ's not on every day. Well, he should be.
He should be.
Yeah,
he's
on
this
one.
That's
EJ.
Cute. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Even the little ones know.
And I liked it when.
Jay.
I liked when EJ was in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like EJ. Your son?
My son.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. EJ
he said
was in
he
the
should
hospital.
Be on every day or he should be on?
He should be.
He should. He should be.
Okay.
Okay. Might be a love to hate thing, you know.
You can tell he's he's the star. And he's the big guy. But yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But he loves to hate EJ. Yeah.
That's right. Go ahead with your thought.
Oh, when EJ was in the hospital room, he's starting to remember about Melanie. Dario comes in, and he must not realize, he must have never met Dario, and he said, "Who are you?" And Melanie said, "This is Rafe's brother." He says, "Oh, God, another one?"
Yeah.
And I'm there, yeah, we're all thinking exactly what, you know. He said, "Is there another one?" or something. Yeah, he said, "Oh, God, another one?"
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's cute.
But I guess he will be leaving. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
How they're going to get rid of him.
Weird.
I'm wondering how they're going to, you know, how they're all going to exit. You know, how Vivian and Taylor. Is somebody going to get killed of those, any of those?
Oh,
Carly?
Being let go. Kinsey got fired, too.
Who did?
Kinsey.
Kinsey.
Oh, she
got fired?
When
did you hear that?
It was this week.
I didn't see that. Oh, I like her, kind of. I used to not like her, but
she's still on. Jeez. I like those two.
I kind of like her. I like her sarcasm.
Yeah,
and her storyline's getting bigger, besides the spoilers.
Yeah, that's great. Weird.
Yeah, so I'm going to give a spoiler here if you just want to turn down your volume. Kinsey gets involved in prostitution business. Let's put it that way.
This would be another
hooker in Salem, apparently. So this makes sense, you know. Yeah, to get rid of her, and you just gave her a major storyline, the 18-year-old hooker.
That's weird.
That's bad. That's just a terrible, terrible storyline. That's a great role model for kids. Hey, go into prostitution and pay for college. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I think they're getting rid of that storyline with Quinn and everything, I think. The new writers.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrible. So, yeah, that was some of the big news this week.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I loved this week was, I didn't quite understand. Peter walks in on EJ basically choking Melanie and he holds the door. And I'm like, if I see someone being choked, I would be over there beating the crap out of them or something. He just kind of held onto the doorknob. And I just thought that was really weird.
Yeah.
What are you doing? And he threatens EJ and tries to act all badass. And it's like, you're holding onto the knob. I don't think
that would have been
scared.
If that would have been Brady, he'd have been down EJ's throat. If that would have been Brady came in and saw that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of Brady, Nicole wants to skip town with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to do it.
He wants to protect Melanie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, and when Nicole walks in and sees Brady making out with her sister, I'm like, God, that girl just needs to end up in a dumpster. Just like, get her out of there. Ugh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to start feeling bad for Nicole. I mean, she just, you know.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
She makes you sympathize with her, yeah.
Yeah, she just forgave her sister for being with EJ, and now her sister's swapping spit with Brady, her ex, you know. It was a recent ex. I think they were just together, like, last year. So, I don't know. I mean, you'd think eventually Nicole's going to flip out, and she's going to be killing Taylor, I think.
I think Taylor's going to get killed somehow.
But then nobody will care. If they want dramatic impact, I'm not so sure Taylor's the one. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh. That's true. Save Jack says, Taylor equals worst sister ever. So true.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think Sammy was probably the worst sister ever.
Well, probably his story. Yeah, you're right, probably.
Yeah.
Taylor's second worst.
Yeah. Sammy was way, way worse with Carrie than Taylor ever was with Nicole.
I saw some tweets where Galen, Patrick Muldoon, and Allie were doing some scenes together. They were talking about it. I don't know what it's about, of course, but I thought that was interesting. They seemed to have enjoyed it. So it's kind of an interesting combination. Yeah. Well, you know, Austin, I keep forgetting he's Austin. And, you know, maybe he comes back and he stirs up trouble with those two or something. I don't know. So I didn't ever know Patrick Muldoon as Austin because I was
He was the better Austin.
I took a several-year break from Dave before I came back. So.
I thought so, anyway.
When you guys interviewed Sherry Anderson the last time, she's the one who created Austin and Kate. That was their Austin.
Cool. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I wasn't overly excited to have Carrie and Austin back just because the way they left, the way their characters left was so, you know. They were trying to get rid of them, get them off the set. You know, it was kind of writing them off, and it's like slam bam, thank you ma'am on the roof, and then we're out of here. And I just didn't like that. But hopefully it'll be interesting when they come back and everything. And you know, we've got September to look forward to, only a month.
They do have the excitement, you know, going up now.
Yeah,
so everybody's curious to see what's going to happen in September.
Yeah, we still, plotline-wise, we usually don't know anything, but we did, there's a clip, and I have it on the Diva blog, of Fox LA, they interviewed Nate Berkus, the designer that Oprah really launched.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually doing a guest star, and with he's in the scene with Allison Sweeney, Lauren Coslow, Eric Martsoff, and Sarah Brown. That's first time, and then I saw Peggy McKay was in the background too. So, that's kind of interesting why they have Nate Berkus on the show. And
I think that's cool. I just saw that clip that you posted. I hadn't watched it yet, but I just saw it when I pulled up tonight. You know, pulled it up tonight. So I'm looking forward to watching that.
Yeah. So I don't know what that was all about, why he's on the show, but I guess we'll find out. So one of the highlights, and they kind of turned me off for a little bit lately, but Magic was fantastic this week.
How about that kid? She sat on his lap.
I love that. Now do they have a love scene coming up soon or something? Did I hear that? That they're
What's that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yep. They're totally getting it.
Good.
Yep. I'm dying to see this. I wonder how they're going to.
But it kind of ticks me off.
There's going to be a plant
involved.
I don't think they're going to show that much, but they still get the scene, you know, before or whatever. And I'm kind of bummed because Kate and Stefano, they've had lots of little sexy little scenes in the living room, but it would be nice if they actually had a bedroom since they've been married for 2 years. I mean, they don't have to necessarily show a full-on love scene, but it's like it would be nice to see them in their private quarters instead of talking about everything
or at least
in the living
going
room.
Into their bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least going.
Or something, going upstairs and plying, you know?
Or going in.
I mean, I love it when they throw those little kisses in and stuff. I love that since I love State, but, you know, Victor and Maggie are getting to get it on. They need to, you know, Stefano and Kate need to be seeing some action.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that that's progressing because that's been fun. That's been a real slow burn relationship. And so, you know.
And they're doing
the
it right,
written,
too.
Yeah.
I
love the
way
they've
been doing
Maddie
it.
And, Yeah, and then she gets shot. Does anyone get shot when they make love to Victor? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be payback for Brady beating the brains out of EJ? Is that what it's, you know, she gets in the way by accident or something?
Well,
she gets
what
in the way or
something. Victor and Stefano meet. Maggie's afraid for Victor. She spots the gunman and runs to warn Victor, and she gets shot.
She doesn't die, save Jack. She better not die.
Well, she dies.
No, Maggie's not going to die.
Then Dr. Dan and his healing hands revive her.
Oh, so, God. He'll be the next. He'll be her next victim.
Yeah. Oh, no, Maggie. Watch out.
Maggie, go to the light. Maggie. Be sure to wear. Stay away from the non-skid socks. Stay away from the non-skid socks. Because, you know, the reason why Dr. Dan has them wear the non-skid socks is because it's harder for them to get away. So, stay away from those and you'll be okay. Don't put on a hospital gown. Oh, God. So Daniel's going to see her boobies. Oh, great.
Oh, God.
Great.
Okay. Oh.
Well, you know that's what he always checks it out. You know he does. That's called the first date for Daniel. Are you ready for your first appointment? Are you ready for our first date? I mean appointment? second base is putting your brains back in your head or something, or your heart back in your chest or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, Lex makes a great point in the chat room that why can't it be Lexi instead of Daniel? That's a good point. I have no idea why Lexi can't save somebody once in a while.
I was going to say, Lexi's batting average isn't so great, though, for saving people. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's like the minute they send her on the case, the person's destined to die. So, I mean, she didn't save Tony, that's for darn sure. So... Mm-hmm. In fact, she called him rather quickly, didn't she? As if the crew was needing to go home. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, he's dead. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Cut.
She didn't try very hard, did she?
No. I would have been on his chest. Well, I would have been on his chest anyway.
Yeah, her brother, and she was like, you know, okay, he's dead.
I would have been like, crack him open. I'm like, no, let me give him
no emotion at all.
They're like, he's dead. I don't care. My one chance to make out with a man, I'm going for it.
The sexiest death scene ever, you know? It's one.
and Lexi did cover up his nipple. That was like, really, Lexi?
Yeah, that Lexi.
Oh,
you could have
given us at least something. I mean, come on. Oh, that's funny. Odd that we remember this.
Lexi, you just don't get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Oh, well, you mentioned... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, you had mentioned, before we started, you mentioned Nicole and Laura, Kate scenes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot, yeah. Yeah, that was great. It's like, we're together more often.
I know, they're so good.
Oh, yeah, they were good. Yeah.
Loved that. I love that frenemy thing. I love that frenemy, like, vibe, because, like, she was great with, you know, Anna and Kate were great that way, too. But I loved that whole frenemy feel like, you know, we hate each other, but we have such a long history and we know each other so well.
We're in the same boat.
And
we've been through
some of the same miserable circumstances. Heck, we slept with some of the same men, you know. And so it's great to see them, you know, sort of. And I loved Kate's vulnerability, too, that she actually showed some vulnerability to Nicole. And Nicole's like, you really love this guy.
When Nicole, the light went on, she says, dang, you know, you're in love with him. Yeah.
I love that. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that they kind of realized maybe they're not enemies. Maybe they're more like kindred spirits. They're both married into the DeMere family and both love their husbands.
Right. And Nicole was actually feeling a little bad for her, which, you know, when she saw, don't see that happen too often.
So, thanks for mentioning that before the show, because I totally forgot all about that scene. That was a really great scene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes scenes don't need a point. You know what I mean? When it's a good scene like that, you know, you really didn't need a point. It was just two great actresses. Two great characters commiserating. I mean, it was good. Oh, I thought that was funny. Someone at Salem PD saw him, grabbed a clue, and Bo got demoted. Police commissioner.
Yeah. About time. So Roman Guffin's being detective now. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What he is? Okay.
Yeah, both detectives now.
Commissioner, is that going to be Roman now, or who's
he's
police
like,
commissioner now?
I hated doing the paperwork anyway. He never did any paperwork. Who are we fooling here?
Yeah, really. Are they going to make Ray police commissioner? Oh, I bet.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Roman.
No,
oh.
Or is
it Roman?
Roman got it. I don't even think Ray's been to work since he's been back.
No.
No, so I think Ray's been mostly hanging out at the apartment. I don't think he's done anything. So
neither one of them work. I don't know. Nobody works.
Oh yeah, did you see the big Sammy and Ray spoiler? They're discussing having a kid.
Oh no! Are you getting another one? She does not need another one, and we don't need another Hernandez. Oh God.
Jeez. Remember that scene where Sammy said something about one of his brothers moved to town, and we're like,
there's more? Yeah.
We do not need a Rafe baby, or a Safe baby.
Yeah,
oh,
please.
No.
If they're getting rid of Higley, they need to get rid of her characters, too, right? Didn't she write for them? Didn't she? Is she the one that started them? Was that Higley? Yeah. Let's just get rid of them, too.
And Tomlin's the one who casted them. Galen. Sam and Marie has three kids that aren't even school age yet. Besides, with the twins are four and Sydney's two. Does she really want a fourth kid running around the house that's not even in school yet?
She doesn't even take care of the one she's got.
I mean, poor Caroline. She's going to drop dead of exhaustion. She'll be babysitting four kids. And they have
Marlene is coming back. They'll get dumped on John and Marlene, I guess.
Yeah. Marlene hasn't even met Sydney yet, so.
No.
No, she never met Sydney. So. But, I don't know. I think it's way too soon for a Safe baby. But, you know,
it'll never be time for a Safe baby.
Yeah. But maybe what Sammy wants a baby with someone other than EJ. Mm-hmm. Speaking of EJ, he relinquished custody of his kids. That was a surprise. So what do you think is behind all that?
I don't know.
What was that?
EJ gave Sammy full custody.
Oh, yeah. Well, was he trying to please Taylor? Or what was that all about?
Yeah, some of them thought he was trying to please Taylor. But,
that's what I thought.
But I think maybe he has a guilty conscience and he thinks maybe the kids are better off without him. But that's
opinion. That could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I missed a few episodes here or there. But, I'm kind of thinking maybe he just thinks he... You know, because remember when he saw them on the pier and he went to leave and said, like, don't you dare turn your back on these kids. And, Miss Johnny was so upset with him. So, I don't know. That's my opinion. Maybe I think he feels they're better off without him. So, And Stephanie is really pissed.
Yeah.
So that was interesting with EJ. I just couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And I think there's something going on with EJ, but Nicole made a comment once about, after the seizure he had and all that, maybe he'll have a different personality. And I'm like, maybe they're going that route. With all the brain damage he's getting, maybe he's going to lighten up a little bit. I don't know.
No. What happened between, I must have missed some scenes or something. Because all of a sudden, he no longer remembers that Melanie was at the scene, and he can't remember anything else. Was he threatened or something by somebody that he decided not to pursue that, or what?
I don't know.
Because he had a scene where, I don't know, he was kind of playing dumb or something. I don't know. He was telling somebody that, I can't remember who it was, he was telling somebody that he couldn't remember anything.
I remember that. I didn't see that scene, but later on Friday, Chad goes to talk to
That's
EJ.
Right. Uh-huh. That's right.
And EJ thinks Chad's a spy for Stefano. And EJ doesn't want Stefan to know that it was Brady that got him, that beat him up.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what's going on there. I didn't see the scene where he was playing dumb, but later on I saw the Chet EJ scene. So, but I don't know what EJ has planned for Brady, though. So
I don't know. But did I hear in a story or somewhere that he's supposed to run? Is EJ supposed to run for mayor or something?
No. Oh, I didn't see that anywhere.
I've heard that rumor or something.
Did you hear that rumor?
I heard somebody talking about it, but, like, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. Save Jack probably knows.
Like, if he's supposed to be,
if
like,
we would
do
read
a whole
her Twitter account,
running.
We would know. No. Save Jack. Hey, Wiki Days, what's the answer?
Uh-huh.
Is he running for mayor? I don't know. I think people were trying to figure out what the big event was, but I don't know if that was.
Ooh.
I don't know if that would be it or not. Oh yeah, it was a leak. She says yeah, it's a leak. It was a leaked script.
I didn't see that anywhere.
So see, that's what makes
against
me
Abe.
Think, that's what. Yeah, or maybe Abe
that's
stepped
weird.
Down or something. I don't know. I thought that was weird too. But like, the only way I could see that EJ. Could take the leap from where he is now to running for mayor in a month or two or whatever would be that the whole theory of it's all a dream or something, because it seems like too much of a reversal of, like, you know, to all of a sudden be running for mayor when he's not seeming like he's even interested in mayor right now. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, why would, it doesn't make sense why EJ would want to be mayor.
Yeah,
the
and
big event,
you know, and
Jennifer
they made
Dan's wedding.
And Marlene,
getting
Marlene
out of the
made
business.
A comment.
Go ahead.
I mean, Marlene made a comment about August 19th being the day all the story, like the stories are wrapped up or something. And I thought, well, that would be if you're going to make everything. I mean, because I've heard that theory about the dream thing forever. But are you kidding me? The big event, Daniel and you got to be kidding me, really? Daniel and Jennifer's wedding? Anyway. Hopefully somebody drives a motorcycle
Jack comes
through
in
the church.
And stops it, right? Please.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that must be it.
That has to be what's going to happen.
That would be awful otherwise. Ugh. Anyway. When the tweaking starts. Okay, gotcha. So the tweaking of the script starts August 19th. Okay.
I can't see Jennifer and Dan getting married. I cannot see that at all. I mean, they're not even a couple right now. I mean, you know, they had sex once, I think, and that was it. And that was like a month ago.
And she had her clothes on, so. He hasn't even seen her naked yet.
Well, he did because he put her heart back in. So yes,
oh, that's
he did
right.
See her
he saw her
naked
on, the on his first date with her. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
He got to first base on the first date. First date, I mean, surgery. Yeah. Save Jack says no, it isn't their wedding. Oh, Mickey's here. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. Guess we'll have to find that. Find that on YouTube is where that link is.
All we know is it has to be some event where everybody in town goes to it. I always think it's like a charity event or something, or a costume party, or, you know, I don't know, something epic.
It just seemed like the way everybody was dressed on those pictures. It looked like to me it was about a Hope wedding. So it looked like Hope was dressed like a bride.
For
September, yeah.
Have they had enough of those? I love Bo and Hope.
I mean, they're starting to be like Brook and Ridge on Bald and Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I love Bo and Hope. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Okay. We had tea at the Brady Pub, and he didn't appreciate the picture of him and Sonny on Facebook with Sonny
around
him.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that can be
funny.
A typical reaction, though. That's what they're trying to show, I guess.
Yeah.
And to try to point out how stupid it is, but that is a typical reaction.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I'm thinking that's the point of it.
I wasn't really looking forward to that story because I thought they were going to totally butcher it, and they may yet still butcher it, but But I have to admit, that kid, I've liked him since day one. And that's not always, like, I really liked Abby when she, Kate Manzi, when she first started, and I still like her character. I mean, I don't like some of the things they do sometimes, but I really, really like her. And I feel the same way about Sonny. I think that was a good casting move, because I really like the kid. He seems like a nice, solid actor. Cute, likable, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then you saw where Victor stood up for him, and Maggie, of course, saw that. Oh, that was cute.
I missed it. Does Kinsey know yet? Is her heart broken?
Oh, yeah. She's already decided he's her BFF as far as, like, now that she knows she's not going to get anywhere with him, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, like, I think she's decided he can be, you know, he can be her accessory consultant or something like that. I mean, he said something about something to her, and she's like, oh, yeah, or something. So I guess they're going to be buddies now or something. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good scene. I like what I like about Sonny. I mean, I think the actor is great. He's got a snarky side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, when someone's attacking him, he's snarky with them, but it's done in such a good way.
Yeah.
That he's and making his point. He makes a point, but he's not exactly making an insult.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's very impressive. Yeah.
It really is. I have to admit. Because I didn't want him to get too preachy about it, and at moments they have gotten a little bit that way, but that's okay. But I just didn't want it to be totally about that, you know? And so I think so far they've done a pretty good job of it. We'll see. I don't know.
You have cracked me up, though. I mean, this was a bit ago, but when Adrian, did you catch the cowboy curtain scene?
What?
She was telling somebody about how Sonny told her that he realized he was gay when he was 5 because he saw the happy cowboys on his curtains.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yes,
I
remember
that. I forgot about that. Was cute.
Oh, God.
That was cute. Brokeback Mountain,
that was,
huh? That was really cute.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell kind of curtains did she have in the nursery? But I just thought that was funny.
It was really funny. That's almost like something from real life that somebody would say. How could you make something like that up? That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. Oh, I thought another scene that was kind of... I felt bad with Chad and his DA Woods when the DA he very contritely apologized to him and and you know
that was
F
an
you
about
and,
faith, wasn't it?
I think that was a turning point for Chadster being a Demira.
Because
honestly, I mean that was a very sensitive scene. Those scenes were really sensitive. I really like those. And, you know, for the first time, that guy didn't seem like an a-hole, you know? And, it was really cool. And so I think it was really meant to show that Chad had made up his mind. And I do love the way he said something about how, you know, Stefano accepted him for who he was right away. And, you know, whereas he had never felt accepted by, you know, the dad that raised him or whatever, you know. And that's not always the case in dynamics like that. But for him, I think he always felt like he never lived up. He was always a screw off and stuff. So it's like with Stefano made him feel good from the beginning. Of course, Stefano does that sort of thing to manipulate someone and get them under his thumb so he can control them. But those were really good scenes. I actually felt sorry for the DA there. But I thought it was nice that Abby was there to comfort him afterwards because that had to be hard. I thought they did a good job with those scenes. And I like Chad's hair a lot better these days. Not to be superficial or anything, but that's never stopped me before.
Chad's hair.
I liked his hair. His hair's been cute lately. I didn't like it there for a while when he was combing it down and it looked kind of scraggly and stuff. But
I really do like, I do like Chad. No, he fits in well as a Demira. I do like
him. He's developing as a Demira.
Yeah, it's a long way to go.
And I like that.
But
I think it would have been too unbelievable if he just turned into a Demira right away. You know, I mean, this has been a progression a regression for him, depending on how you look at it.
The case that he's Stefano's again. It's just the only thing, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You're just bitter.
I'm bitter. I'm very bitter. Yeah. I'll never get over it.
I know.
I'm bitter than EJ is, Stefanos. Okay.
But I love the Damira family moments, you know, even though they're like half the time they're fighting and stuff. I love it when they have those
moments, I love them.
Like where Chad goes and visits his big brother in the hospital and stuff, you know. It's just,
this is, well, so, of course, I'm clearly out of order, but the whole scene where Big Mouth Dan blabbed at Carly, that Carly has a crush on him. That was awkward, I have to say. Jennifer's like, shh, Carly's a crush on you. Don't tell Carly. And then, like, 10 seconds later, he's telling Carly.
He's telling Carly, yeah.
That was kind of funny. But, yeah, I know Crystal said this, too, that it's not Dan, really, that Carly's upset about. And, that, you know, I think that's right. I think she kind of felt like she lost everything. And I don't think it's really Dan. But,
she's just looking for someone.
Yeah.
Hook on to, I think. So I heard Nicholas is coming back, right? Is he supposed to come on?
I don't know if he is now. I don't know if he is.
No?
Maybe he is.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I heard it one time. Like,
huh?
Yeah, they cast Nicholas already. He's already cast. He's in his early 20s.
That's what I thought.
Okay. I knew he was going to. Early
20s.
I hadn't heard in a long time. I had originally heard he was going to be much younger than the other Nicholas was. They were de-blasting him. But then I hadn't heard anything in a while, so I figured maybe they scrapped that idea or something. Huh.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to bring back Nicholas. Well, I wonder, what girl did they? I mean, it's like, that's interesting.
And now he's only back to get Carly off the show. He's not back for a storyline.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So he's not going to be hooking up with Kate again, though.
I wish Victor Webster would come back. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's hot.
He's hot. I don't know if you guys caught it or not. I've written it in the blog. Lee Sorrell wrote a blog.
You're cutting out a lot.
About getting fired. And it looks like a lot of people backstage are getting fired at days like secretaries and stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there a new thing out there right now about it?
Yeah.
That's
she
a blog.
A
tell-all
blog.
She has a blog?
Oh, I need the link to that.
Interesting.
I think maybe, is it on the side at Soap Opera Digest? I'm going to see if I can pull it up now.
I saw it on Twitter. Somebody linked it on Twitter, and I went to it and read.
Mm-hmm.
Really? What did it say?
I've been terminated, told I am no longer needed, scram, easily replaced, not necessary. I have not been actually contacted by my employer, so I am speaking for him. This person who is not present, who clearly feels it is not necessary to communicate with me in any shape or form, except, of course, by check. Since he owes me for the time he's not using me, and contractually he must pay up. I am actress. This just happens to be my profession, and in truth, is like any other job when it comes to hiring and firing routine.
Who is that?
Courtney
has, who wrote it?
Louise Sorrell.
Louise.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Meaning she the way she was informed, I guess. Well, that's how they do it, I guess.
Well, Courtney hasn't talked to her. Yeah.
Yeah, Courtney didn't
tell her. Sorry to interrupt. I couldn't figure out who was saying that. Okay.
Louise. It's very bitter. Yeah. She wasn't even informed by Cordae. I guess the way it was done, she didn't feel it was professional or the right way to do it, I guess.
Where is the person that looks you in the face and says, I'm so sorry, but we have to make some choices, or we had a financial issue, or thank you for your work? Where is the person who called us a family? Where are the caretakers who shepherd you along, employ you in good faith, and then cut you free?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a shame. That's a shame that it was handled that way. It's not necessary.
Yeah, it's the way it was handled.
Like that. You know, there's no need.
I agree.
No,
I agree with her
like
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what business it is. You can treat people as humans. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then she recounts consoling a producer, a female producer, and a secretary that got fired.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah.
It's probably Tomlin's secretary.
Well, and she's talking about revenge fantasy. That's pretty good. Oh, this is hilarious. I have to tell this story. They wanted her audition for Betty White's senior citizen prank show. And she, like, came in and saw people there. It's called Off the Rockers, and she turned around and left. So I thought that was pretty funny. So she didn't want to do that.
Huh. Yeah, that's sad. I mean, there's no need to treat people like that. I mean,
And she ends with, "So you see, friends, it's the same for all of us. We are waiting for a touch of class, a sign of our own self-worth. The only way I know how to do that is to see the funny side and try to be true blue and sing out." So.
Wow, that's sad.
Girl should be blogging.
When they're first fired, they're all very bitter. They all have. I mean, ones that were fired.
Well,
I mean, going back to Drake Detail, they all were.
No matter what business you're in, it's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is.
I think we all expect, and even they probably expect to a certain degree that, well, it's just the business, you know. But, you know, it hurts no matter what. No matter what the reason, if it's just budget or whatever, you know, it still hurts. And there are better ways of handling it, and there are worse ways of handling it. It sounds like they did a sucky job of handling it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, you know, nobody deserves that kind of treatment. That's a shame.
Yeah. But this thing, when you take on the title of a boss, you know, you're responsible for firing people. I mean, it sucks, and no one likes doing that. You have to do it. That's your job. I've never been interested in firing one, but I've supervised people before, and just even telling someone they screwed up, you know, it's hard to do. Like, this one girl, there's someone complained about her, and I knew she'd be upset, and I'm like, "I'm not mad at you. I'm just letting you know what happened. There was a complaint." And the poor girl started crying. And I'm like, "Oh, my God. I couldn't have held her hand more than I did." But she was so upset there was a complaint against her. But, I mean, when you take on a job where you're responsible for other employees, you know, you have to, you know, be a man and fire people. I mean, you have to do it yourself. You know, and you don't get fired to your face. That's actually happened to me once, too. I mean, no one told me I was fired once, and I thought I was employed for a couple weeks. No one told me I was fired.
Oh, my gosh. That's like that guy who eats the crunchy cereal. He's been fired for days, and he's still eating the cereal, and they keep coming by going, "Why are you still here?" And he can't hear him because he's eating the crunchy cereal.
No, I just kept calling in saying, "Oh, what's my schedule this week?" "Oh, you're not on the schedule this week." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Two weeks in a row, and then finally someone said, the assistant manager said, "You're fired." Like, you could have told me that a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
I mean, that's bad.
I've heard, like, some of these company layoffs, I've heard, like, people get voicemails or, you know, you know, messages on their, you know, emails or something like that. I don't know. It's crazy. It's a crazy world. But there's just no need to treat people like that. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not, you know, that big of a – I mean, I wasn't a huge Vivian fan, but for the actress, I mean, that's just not cool. I mean, that's not nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's another unhappy camper, and that's Nadia Bjornlund. She did an interview with Michael Fairman. And said she's not happy at all with how Chloe ended up. And she did confirm her last scene is with Brady. So.
I don't blame her. They really drove her character into the ground. I mean, really.
Holy cow.
To the point that I actually felt sorry for the character. I mean, it's less the actress. I mean, you could tell by little tweets that she would say or little comments that she would say. And even like when she said goodbye, she said something like, "Oh, I've really loved my time at Days, except for maybe the hooking part," or something like that. You know? they just really reduced her character to. I mean, it's one thing if you write it well and it's some story about somebody in a downward spiral and everything. That could be interesting, but the way they wrote it was just, okay, how many different ways can we get Nadia Bjorlein naked, you know? And it's like, before she leaves, before we fire her, you know? And that was just sad. I mean, that was really sad. I just hope, I mean, I know the new writers can't please everyone, and I'm trying not to have too high of expectations because I know that they can't please everyone all the time. That's just impossible. But I really hope we see a major difference in the quality of the storylines as stuff is coming up.
They keep saying they will, so we'll see.
I don't know. See, what else? Can you think of anything else that happened this week?
Nothing else.
Mary is
on.
I'm thinking. Anania is doing a movie. She's appearing in a romantic comedy called Divorce Invitation, and it films in August, which we knew about that when they announced she was fired. And the film stars Jonathan Bennett from All My Children and Jamie Lynn Sigler from The Sopranos. So I mean, you know, we already knew about the movie, so I'm kind of, you know, I mean, she wouldn't have any time off of this movie anyway, so not sure why she surprised me let her go. She would have needed time off anyway, but I don't know. Unless she has something in her contract that she can kick off her movies, but usually they need so much time in advance to write somebody out for, you know, for a little bit. But, yeah, so Nadia's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was doing something, some taping for E! Entertainment or something with Brandon that called Dirty Soaps or Dirty Soap or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a show or if that was just a like a feature. I mean, I don't know what it, you know, if it was just a, I don't know what it was for. I don't know what it is, but.
It's a reality show. It's 8 hours and it's going to be on E! Kelly Ripa and her husband are producing. And it's starring Kelly Monaco, Nadia Bjorlein, Kirsten Storm, Farrah Fath, J.P. Lavoisier, Farrah Fath's boyfriend, and Galen Gehring, which Galen wasn't in the original talks with that one. And also Allison Sweeney starring in a show called Hollywood Moms.
That's right.
I heard there was a little controversy there.
Some of her friends aren't real happy about it.
Yeah, she pulled one out. Allie didn't ask them about it. Lisa Renna was pissed on Twitter.
I think it was like a group of friends, and it's like all of a sudden, out of the group of friends, two of them have a deal, and the rest of them are like,
huh? And they weren't told about it.
I didn't know that.
She was ranting on Twitter.
Then she came back and said, you know, really shouldn't do that. I'm sorry, you know, but she
did kind of apologize, but she still was upset.
Lisa seems like a pretty straight shooter, you know. She seems like she's a pretty open book, and especially in recent years, you know. And so you could tell it really hurt her feelings more than being mad. I think it really hurt her that she didn't even know about it, you know. So.
Like Lisa went from being one of the stars to actually being just a guest. It looks like the show is centered around Allison Sweeney and Allie Landry, and they're listing the guests as being at their dinners as Denise Richards, Brooke Burke, Nancy O'Dell, Holly Robinson Pete, Candace Cameron, Kyle Richards, and Lisa. So it's called Hollywood Moms Club. It's on the TV Guide Network, which, I mean, seriously, who actually watches the TV Guide Network anyway? I mean, isn't that really a, I don't know. So that's all about.
Well, so what's back to this Dirty Soap thing. What is it? It's a reality show for what? What's it going to do? Or what are they going to do?
Oh, they had enough. Love It was about the Farrah-Kirsten feud. And Farrah wanting to get engaged, her boyfriend not wanting to get engaged. I mean, it's basically about their personal lives.
Oh, really? Now, did they break up?
Oh,
I didn't know that. Oh, they seem so cute together.
No, they didn't break up, but her character got killed off on Life to Live, and I think she went to L.A., and he's still filming in New York on Life to Live.
Oh.
But no, they're still together. Yeah, they're still together.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and some other stuff was Kelly Monaco and her longtime boyfriend broke up. So it's part of it's about her. Yeah, about her dating. I guess Kirsten Storms looks like she's not getting along with her family either.
Nothing's secret anymore. We know everything.
Nothing's secret or sacred.
Twitter. No, not anymore.
What they're saying from Nadia Nadia and Brandon is Nadia has been living with her boyfriend Brandon for the past 2 years. They're both actors in transition mode. The big question is, what will happen if one of their careers takes off and the other goes nowhere? So that's what that's what she said.
Well, pretty and much Gaylor, can guess that everybody that's together as a couple on this show, by the end of this series, they'll be broken up. Because that's what seems like every show, almost every show where there's a reality couple that's together, they almost always end up breaking up. Not always.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like
a lot of the time.
It's kind of like it's like the Real Housewives. If you're going to be on any couple show. I mean,
my theory on it is that part of it is that, you know, that relationship is somewhat sacred or should be. And when you open it up to the entire world, you know, for examination and for gawking, you know, it's like, you know, and maybe there are some things the people you love shouldn't know that you think about them or whatever, you know? I mean, you know, I don't know. It just, sometimes I think when people tell too much, it really does a lot of destruction. So, I don't know. But, I mean, it sounds like it's an interesting show, though. I mean, I'd probably watch it just out of curiosity. And since I've followed, you know, watched the show Days, so I know some of the people on there. But it's an interesting idea. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, what's your opinion as far as couples that are real-life couples that do reality shows that end up breaking up? Do they break up because of the show? Anyways, is it a curse, or is it, the relationship was flawed in the first place and maybe having a camera on it made it worse?
Well, it could be a combination.
I'd still say the relationship was flawed from the beginning.
I mean, not necessarily, though, because, I mean, some people have a pretty solid relationship at first. But like I said, think about it. Would you want to necessarily open up your home to have these strangers in your home all the time? And to me, it's like, you know, you have this intimacy with your spouse, and then there's zero, I mean, I'm not talking sexual, but just, you know, intimacy as a couple, you know, that's not what I'm referring to specifically. But then, like, then all of a sudden you have camera people and producers and everything in there in your house, seeing everything you're doing, taping everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I think back to John and Kate, you know, it's one of those things where the guy had been getting beat up by her for years. And I mean, he ended up being a real tool. The way he reacted, he was a real tool. I mean, he should have never done what he did.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was living a life where this lady was pretty much in charge of him at all times, which I know a lot of people are like that. But when you actually sit down and watch it on TV and watch it over and over and over again, that's got to have an effect on you. Where maybe when you're living it, that's just part of your dynamic with your spouse or whatever. But when you see it on camera. And I think also, you know, they do these side interviews where people talk to the cameras when the other people aren't there, or they, you know, you've got a camera on you at all times. So when he was at work, they're filming her at home and all, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, you see, you know, it's not that your spouse shouldn't necessarily know everything about you, but it's like there are some things that really just don't need to be shared, or they don't need to be shared on camera for everyone to know. I mean, I would imagine that would be hard. I'm not defending John's behavior at all, but I would imagine it would be hard when, okay, maybe you know you're henpecked and everything, but, you know, for the entire world to see that you have no balls because your wife has emasculated you, you know, I mean, that's got to be a hard thing. And that's in that scenario. Now, other dynamics for other couples. But I really, my theory is that there are just some things that are sacred or that should be private, and that when you open it up to the entire world, it takes away from that relationship. That's my opinion. I don't know. I've never been on a reality show, but I think it takes away from something. I think it really, I don't know. And then everything you do becomes, part of the show. Like, you know, like if you have a writer, who a friend that's a writer, and they write all these experiences, and then you're part of them sometimes. You're like, wait a minute, oh, so that was all for a book or whatever. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, mm-hmm. then what's real and what's not real about your life and all. I just think it's pretty, I don't know, I just, if I were in that position, I wouldn't do it. Because I think
yeah.
there's just too much of a, mm-hmm. I think there's more of a chance for bad to happen than good. Put it that way.
Yeah. What do you think, Miriam? What do you think about reality couples?
I don't know.
Is the show breaking them up?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Do you think the show breaks them up?
I don't know. I don't think the show breaks them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it was bad to begin with. I don't know. I haven't really watched any reality shows with couples.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well,
I'm not really
agree with you.
That.
There's probably issues beforehand. I'm not saying.
I'm thinking there
created,
has to be issues beforehand.
I think that it also does have an impact on them. I think, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
have
probably. If they never went onto the show, then it probably,
right.
more likely, they probably wouldn't have broke up, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, like, yeah. I don't know what the scenario is. I know that, I don't know if they were just trying to drum up business for the show for the next season, because I don't really
mm-hmm.
follow the Gene Simmons and the Family Jewels show or whatever.
That's what
I
love.
Yeah.
I loved. I watched
I know,
that
right.
one. I do like them. I love them.
So, right before they start, I had seen a few scenes the
mm-hmm.
last time around,
I do
and
watch
then right
them.
Before this season, apparently they were breaking up or something. I mean, things had just gotten to come to a head somehow, and they were getting ready to break
well, he
up.
He asked her to marry him.
And, yeah, finally. And see, and what's really weird is like I thought
answer.
I had the TV on, and I just caught like today. I didn't even know they were on or anything. And I just happened to catch, like, the part where he's, you know, leading up to proposing to her and saying how selfish she was and blah, 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 and finally getting down on one knee and proposing, and she's bawling like a baby. And I think this poor woman, for 29 years or whatever, has been in love with
mm-hmm.
this man, and he never, I mean, I'm sure she was probably like, yeah, we're fine just living together and everything. Well, for her to then just, like, bawl like a baby when he finally proposes to her after all these years, that
mm-hmm.
tells me something, like there was a need all those years that was not being met, at least from her, for her.
Oh,
and
yeah, she wanted
so,
that commitment. She wanted the commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh, yeah, yeah. She wanted the commitment.
Yeah, so,
but
you know. Him,
they
yeah,
couldn't
and
do
I,
it, yeah.
I do. I remember her from Days of Our Lives and stuff, too, yeah, back in the days
mm-hmm.
with
she was Savannah
yeah.
Wilder.
Savannah
she
Wilder,
was,
yeah.
Right.
She was with Chris Kosinchak.
Mm-hmm.
With
yeah.
Alex, and then with
yeah.
Alex Marshall
yeah.
and that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoyed that when he went back to reconnect with his dad, who had passed away, and he just never made amends and went back and saw all his family history. That was
oh,
really
cool.
interesting.
Oh, I never saw that. I never saw that.
That was really good.
Part.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, I like watching that.
Yeah, I didn't watch that show, but I just find it hard to believe that Shannon didn't know that he cheated on her all the time. I find that hard to believe. It's
oh,
kind of like
the
Jerry
yeah.
Hall and Mick Jagger. I mean, Jerry Hall didn't dump him until he fathered a baby with someone else. But everybody knew he was cheating. And it just, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, would they have broken up without the show? Probably. You know,
well,
with,
maybe or
with
maybe
Shannon
not,
and Gene.
But see, what I'm thinking is, after 28 years, the thing that I'm thinking is when you're actually sitting down and watching your own reality show and you see, I would think that you see things with a clarity that you might not see when you're living your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you ever written in a journal and then you go back years later and you read what you wrote years ago, you go, oh, that makes so much sense now. Or, oh, that's where I was at that time. I think when they sit down and watch it, and she sees, wow, what a pathetic loser that I'm with this guy who has basically been cheating on me all this time and won't commit to me, even though we have two children. We've been together for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
Screw him, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I could see that
mm-hmm.
would finally
strange
push
relationship.
At that point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Might just
you know,
say no after all this
what?
Time.
Yeah.
She might just tell him no
yeah.
after all this
yeah.
time.
So
yeah.
I mean, so what he definitely
committed. What changed him.
He definitely admitted to her that he had been cheating all that time. I didn't see those parts.
I think there was an actual sex tape that he couldn't deny it.
Oh, lovely. Well, and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody gets to a certain age and they can't do it as often, then, okay, now I'll commit to you because I'm not as horny as I used to be. You know, whatever. You know,
I
Yeah, there's less of a risk of someone wanting to jump my bones now that I'm 80. So I'll go ahead and commit to you now. Oh, thank you so much, dude. Thanks.
Oh, there's
80
of ours. I don't know.
Now, did the Osbournes survive their reality show? Are they still together?
Yeah, they're together.
Well, they're pretty solid. I mean, they're still, you know.
Oh, they were hilarious.
They actually survived. Yeah, I like
them. I love
them,
too.
You never understand Ozzy, but yeah, I enjoyed that. That was one of the first ones where people really let him into their home and stuff, and they were pretty. Have you noticed that we haven't heard anything from Jack, their son, for a long time? I'm wondering where, because he was such a druggie, I wonder if he's had some major problems. Because Kelly's gone on and had. Oh, he is?
He's sober now.
Good.
Yes,
good
he
for
is.
Him.
And he dropped a ton of weight, and he was rock climbing. Yeah. No, he completely changed it around.
I was worried about him. I thought, oh, this kid, he's got too much too early, and he's just going to – good for him.
Yeah, the Osbournes was the best reality show. But I have to say, I think a lot of their stuff was staged, especially with Sharon throwing the ham over the
Osbournes.
Yeah. I thought it was great, but that was staged. And the whole – the Paris Nicole, that was all staged.
And then Nick Lachey.
Kardashians are really, really staged. So I don't like the
Kardashians.
Staged.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
no!
But I do love the Real Housewives, and
I've heard about it.
Oh my God!
So what's the
just a bunch of bitches. I don't know. They are. It's like, what do I want to watch?
They are.
I don't need the drama.
I just watch it.
I have enough of it. No.
Last Monday they had their first part of the New York reunion show, and seriously, I mean, you expected bloodshed after a while, and it's like,
I can imagine. Oh my God!
And I'm like, how can they put them together for another season next year? Because, I mean, they're so much, they're so bitter now. It's just not going to work.
Yeah.
But I mean, oh my Lord! I mean, and the thing is too, as I watched it, I'm like, I'm calling my best friend. I'm calling out with her. Because I've been friends with my best friend for 27 years.
Wow.
And we've had, two minor disagreements.
Wow.
You know?
That's cool.
Yeah, we've never had a real major, major fight. So I can't relate to these frenemies
on the
Housewives show at all. I can't relate to them. Because I just don't have like that with my friends. That was really messed up. So, but, you know, I don't know. But I still watch it, though. I love it. I mean, I think with the couples thing, the Real Housewives Orange County, which was the first Real Housewives series, Vicky and her husband, Dawn, they're getting divorced. And you knew that was going to happen from, the first season because she was a workaholic and she didn't spend 10 seconds with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And so that wasn't a surprise. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, how can you sit there and watch that show and not realize, hey, you know what, I should spend more time with my husband. But she's bragging about not spending time with him.
And that's what I mean by how if you already have, like Marianne said, you already have issues or whatever. You know, this can only exacerbate the situation. It cannot improve the situation, in my opinion. Because when you're living your life day to day, you don't always realize the dynamics. Sometimes you're just surviving or you're just living it. But when you sit down and you see your wife saying, yeah, I'm proud of not spending time with my husband, or however she said it, then you go, well, gee, I'm an idiot. Why am I still hanging around, So, it definitely... And I think it allows people to see their spouses in a different light, in a ways that they don't always see them, in a ways that perhaps they're not particularly happy with. I don't know. I just think that would be weird to see, to see that dynamic of your own relationship on TV. But And with Jessica and Nick, you couldn't blame the guy. Granted, she's worth millions and millions, maybe billions by now. I don't know. She's not so stupid that she hasn't made a fortune. She's smart in some ways, I think. But I could see him being like, can I really be with this person for the rest of my life? Because, it's like, she was just, I mean, she didn't even seem to particularly like sex or anything, you know, and she was just kind of like immature in a lot of ways at the time and everything. And I think he just seemed, I mean, and I'm not, I can't believe I'm defending him, but I every time I watched that show, I was thinking, he's got to be thinking, I can't believe I'm with this girl now, you know? So I think by watching it on TV, it probably really, he could see it as if it were playing out objectively. And it's like, wait, if I were that idiot, oh, wait, I am that idiot, you know? Like, so, and I don't mean idiot, like, you know, like he really is. But, you know, just it's that's got to be hard to see that play out on TV. I don't know. So our reality shows really are like soaps. There you go. There's the segue.
They are.
After the fact.
Yeah. Actually,
I thought it'd be a great, almost like Madeline's in the chat room. I think it'd be great, though. I think they should maybe tweak the show a little bit and make it like The Real Housewives, like everyone's, say, I have a storyline, you have someone come in and say, hey, I want to film The Housewives of Salem. And make it look like the days is a reality show, and like, and everyone
like
have a, and have one of the characters do their little interviews like they do with all the housewives, like have Jennifer on there, and she's like talking shit about Carly, have Carly in there just talking shit about Jennifer and Hope, and Kate's talking shit about everybody. I just think that, I think that would actually be kind of hilarious. I mean, just to do it maybe for maybe like 2 months or something like that.
Yeah,
I think that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, maybe see if they're filming, like, a documentary or something, and then have everybody come together, watch the documentary, and basically there's a brawl after the movie.
Housewives is the after show for the Housewives.
Yeah,
Is this the week for the Bachelorette Men Tell All week? Is that coming up tomorrow?
I saw
or,
a commercial
Monday?
For it. Yeah, I saw a commercial, but I don't watch the
I wonder if
stuff.
Evil Bentley is going to be there. That guy is going to get, if he shows up, the ladies in the audience are going to pummel him. Although there are some ladies that probably would go for him even still knowing he's a jackass, but oh well.
I don't know. There's some people out there like Charlie Sheen. I don't get that shit at all. But, I mean, I see people following Charlie Sheen that I know. I'm like, really?
He's an idiot. Really? He's an idiot.
You
all
know,
they're doing
Charlie,
is encouraging
he's been
more
very
bad
quiet.
Behavior.
You wonder, is he in rehab or something? He's been very quiet lately.
Yeah, like, not like,
mercifully.
It just wore off, I guess.
Maybe so. I mean, probably after his horrible tour that, like, was just such a stinker. Maybe, you know, and then the fact that they've hired Ashton Kutcher to take over his job. Which I don't get that casting, but you know it's what it is what it is. But I think the novelty of Charlie has worn off. So.
Okay. Well, so anybody have any comments on Days? I went through my list, so
I can't. I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else right now. Of course, they announced Day of Days coming up November 5th.
Okay.
Yeah, they announced that.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else on my end. You guys?
There you go.
Good? Such an exciting ending. You guys good? You guys good?
Yeah. Until next week, huh? No. See what happens next week.
So we got some stuff to look forward to this week with Maggie getting shot and then Magic Sex, which should be fantastic. Be hot.
I'm looking forward to whatever it is they want to do. I just want the state to have an opportunity. But anyway, good for good for magic. They're gonna make some magic.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. So, all right, ladies. Well, that's right. It's dark this week.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone in the chat room. We had a nice crowd today.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Great crowd.
Yeah, and the newbies, make sure. Yeah, and the newbies, make sure you register if you want to participate in the chat and channel with everybody else. And thanks again for Wiki Days for all of her scoops. I had no clue that there's a script leak. I'm going to have to go look that up. So I'd like to thank Anna and Marianne. And
sure.
I didn't screw up too bad. I didn't hang up on anybody this week. And
I know you're a little rusty, but you did fine.
Well, that too. I worked. Well, they follow me on Twitter. I've been injuring myself for the past 2 weeks on my house.
We were like wondering, it's like keep all sharp objects and tools away from Carrie.
Oh my! It wasn't my family because I had my sons at basketball camp this week. I had called my husband and said, "Honey, can you drop off some Band-Aids?" And then about an hour, because my son actually had a huge sore on his left hand that I never saw before. So we had to put a bandage on that. And then my other son, he stubbed his finger. So I had to race him home to get an ice pack. So I was like, can't you people just play basketball? I'm getting hurt. So, yeah, and then the next day my son fell off his bike and scraped up his chest. I'm like, how the hell did you do? My son has fallen off his bike.
Must be genetic.
I don't think I've ever fallen off a bike, but he scraped up his knee and it hasn't healed. But he's falling on the knee, and both my sons are covered in Band-Aids. So at least I'm doing something dangerous. I mean, I'm using sanders and crowbars and hammers and nails. So it makes sense that I would get hurt. My kids are just playing basketball. I took a splinter out of my hand today. I don't have any Band-Aids on right now. I have a scrape on one hand. Wrist. So far it wasn't too bad today. So
you rate your days by how few injuries you happen to get that day. Yeah, it was a two-injury day. Not too bad.
Yeah, I have no Band-Aids, just a couple little scratches. I mean, if you're dealing with nails, you're going to get scratched. Not too bad. I'll survive. It's worth it. Don't be pictures, too. My husband bought a window. Yeah, my husband bought a window today, so I'm super excited I'm getting a new window.
Oh, yeah.
So, but he's installing that because I broke the old window.
Yeah. Yes, please stay away from the glass.
Yes, I wasn't thinking. I was doing the heat gun on the trim around the window to scrape the kind of burn off the paint, and the heat and the window is not a good idea. And I cracked the window with the heat gun. But they're crappy windows anyway. They're just basically it's a pane of glass. It's not even a real window. There's no, I'm losing probably a ton of energy out that window. It doesn't open. Doesn't do anything. It's just a pane of glass. So I'm glad it got broken. So yeah, he's gonna install the window. I'm probably gonna accidentally break the other one.
Sure, it was an accident, Carrie. Sure. Uh-huh.
But I am a decorator and I have insurance, so it's perfectly safe to have me in your house. So that's what I've been doing. I've been refinishing trim, so I have to sand and refinish them, and it's just dangerous. It's bad. So that's why I haven't been on Twitter. But anyway, so that's my story. Yeah, boring story. Yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully there's something cool to talk about.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.